Hey everybody, it's Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet Community. Thank you so much for tuning into the Outlet Community Podcast. We pray that you are able to experience the power of authentic relationships. If you're ever in the Atlanta area, we'd love to have you out. Just simply visit theoutlet.cc for more information of our service location and times. Well, sit back, relax, and enjoy this life-giving message.
Pastor Ashley and Pastor Vince, give it up for them. They will not let you sit on your gift.
No, they will not. God has such a sense of humor. I was telling my husband, I said, my heart's desire is to be able to talk to married couples, but I wasn't talking about like this. I was talking about small, you know.
One-on-one.
Yeah, something like that. All right. The purpose of today is to start conversation around our differences in finances. Those differences is where we also find each other's strengths. My husband and I, we have been married for 21 years. Yeah. Been together 25 years. Yeah, praise God. We have two beautiful children, Michelle and James, 18 and 14. Yeah, one out the on her way out the house and one going into high school. Pray for us. Next slide. If you and your spouse disagree over money, you're not alone. You are definitely not alone.
Definitely.
It's the number one issue married couples disagree about. Money disagreements are the second leading cause of divorce behind infidelity. So we ask the question, why are couples in such a disagreement about money? We're going to walk you through our financial story over the 25 years that we've been together. It's not a pretty story, but it's a story that I think that would be a blessing to you. Next slide. So to me, your experiences is the most important because your experiences tell a story, and your experiences is where we are today because of our experiences, right? Experiences mean practical contact with an observation of facts or events. Early experiences help shape our values about money. Two different people with the same goal. We have the same goal, but our experiences as we grew up has dictated our differences in money today, right? So for me, I'll tell my story first. Growing up, I grew up in Detroit, East Side. Whoop, whoop. And my family owned a beauty salon. My father's side of the family owned a beauty salon. So I was at this beauty salon all day, every day, all day on Saturday. So naturally, I started to do hair. So from 13 years old until I graduated, I was doing hair and nails at my mom's house, making about $400 a week.
No, she was making a little more than that.
So I had all of this money. And then at 15, I met this handsome guy right here. Peanut butter to my jelly. The sugar to my Kool-Aid. So anyway, I met this guy here.
Don't flatter me.
So I met this guy here, but I was spending my money on Guess. Who remember Guess jeans? You know, you could buy them at Hudson's. It was called Hudson's then. Then there was a store in Fairlane called C'est La Vie. So I was spending like $250 on an outfit. I wasn't even thinking about saving it. I mean, I was young, right?
On a shirt, not an outfit, on a shirt.
And so those spending habits took me into my marriage when I got married at 19.
My story is a little different. I'm sorry. It's loud. I grew up also in Detroit, on the east side of Detroit, but we didn't, when I grew up, we didn't have very much. So in that, it caused me to, I would say, value things a little bit more. Not saying that she didn't value things, but from my perspective or point of view, it taught me how to value things a little more or hold on to things a little more. My mom, a single parent mom, single family household, she worked very hard, you know, so taught us the value of hard work, taught us how to save money, taught us just the value of being, you know, savers. So that's a little bit about me.
Next slide. So we got married at 19. Well, I was 19. And the honeymoon was over, so now what? What are we going to do about these finances? Because we're different, right? The two are united into one. Since they are no longer two, but one, that's Mark 10:8. So we knew that we were one, but we were still operating as singles. Yeah, like, hey, you get your money, I have my money, I'm going to go buy the shoes, I need to do this. And he's like, no, but we need to save.
Yes.
So we had to figure it out.
Yeah, so I didn't grow up in a Christian household, or I wouldn't even say a religious or religion, any kind of organized religion. So I did not know some of the things that I came to know when I accepted Christ. So as I began to study and begin to read, I began to understand some things that within me or within my heart that I had to change.
Next slide. All right, this is the fun part. The spenders and the savers. So who's the spenders? It's okay. It's all right. Yeah.
She got like two hands.
Okay. So who's the savers? Oh, yes. Okay, all right. Well, I'm the spender in this marriage. And of course, he's the saver. But we understand that we balance each other. The spender, you know, I'm buying the shoes. Saver, we need to save. We have balance. The advantage of understanding your spouse's money orientation is you can then capitalize on and balance each other's strengths. We knew we were different, but how are we going to balance this out so we are not at each other's necks? Because we was at each other's necks.
Yeah.
So we had to figure that thing out. So in a marriage, I'm quick draw. So he can say, babe, we should go on a vacation. Now, We should go on a vacation and go such and such. I done planned the vacation by the end of the day. The tickets is purchased. Everything is ready to go. I got the itinerary set. Now, he said we should plan a vacation.
And I'm like, oh, slow down a little bit.
So I also, in my role, so I just operate in my strength. That's not his wheelhouse. That's not his strength. Yeah. So we had to figure that thing out. And so I'm also the person who purchased the clothes for the kids on sale. I find good sales. I may bring some home that, you know, they don't even need it, but my heart is compelled to purchase for them nice things.
A sale is only a sale when your budget lines up to purchase that.
Anyway, I mean, house needs. He don't know nothing about we need toilet paper. I know that. So I'm going to go out and get it, right? He ain't never missed a day without no deodorant. All of those things are there because I am the shopper, right? Okay.
But it balances each other perfectly, right? Because if I didn't save, she wouldn't have no money to buy the soap.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Next slide. So this was funny to me as we were doing research for today. Hold your spouse's hand at the mall because if you let go, they'll start shopping. It looks romantic, but it's actual economics. I thought it was hilarious. Because when we go to the mall, I want to go into every store. And then I circle back around to the other stores because I seen a sale. So that's good.
And I think she put in this slide to tell me to hold her hand at the mall, and maybe I should, because I just let them loose right now. And when the bill comes up, you know, boy, was I shocked.
Well, it's two of us. It's me and my daughter. Well, my son shops too. My daughter is a saver. She's a thrifter. She likes to thrift shop. So she will go thrifting. She's like, oh, no, I can buy that at the thrift store somewhere. I can buy that Nike at the thrift store. Well, my son, on the other hand, is like, I am not going to no thrift store. Please take me to Nike immediately or Foot Locker. So it's funny. They got a mixture of both of us. Next slide.
In the book of James, it tells us to pray for wisdom in things. Another thing in our marriage when in finances, I had to not be so stringent about my position as a saver. Sometimes we're so strong about our position as either savers or spenders that we don't hear the other person. We don't let the other person get in there to explain or give their opinion so that we can flow together. Because God is about unity. He's about us flowing together so that we can have something great together.
So then we have to say, so what are we going to do? Because right now we are in a whirlwind of mess. So we knew that we had to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So that's Matthew 6:33. So we spent 17 years, y'all, trying to do the finances our way, trying to figure it out, just at each other's throat. But we knew we had to allow God in the process. So what we did was we just sat down, and we had to talk to each other and say, okay, hold on. Don't sweat the small stuff because it's only small stuff. We actually say this to each other. Even today, we still, when stuff get a little heated, because let me tell y'all something. I wanted hardwood floors. He wanted carpet, but he wanted carpet because it was cheaper.
No, not so. It's more comfortable, right? You can lay on that floor, right? It's comfortable.
No. So he wanted the carpet because it was cheaper. I wanted hardwood floors because it's cleaner and it's so airy. But dude was not going for it because he was looking at the budget. I get it. But I still wanted the hardwood floors, but we got carpet. Anyway, so don't sweat.
$5 a square foot?
Don't sweat the small stuff because it's only small stuff. So he got his carpet. Okay, he won that one. The next thing is when we get heated, we'll say to each other, you are not my enemy. You are not my enemy. And we had to say that because sometimes we can feel that that's the enemy because we're just different. So we say, you are not my enemy. We are on the same team. We have the same goals, but just different ways of getting there. And that is so true because our goal is to save. I mean, I do understand that we need to save. But the way I want to save and the way that he saves is totally different. Next slide. Oh, boy. This little six-letter word is a cringer. I mean, when we would sit down to do a budget, I would cry. I would be so irritated. I went into the meeting irritated because I just didn't want you to tell me how I was going to spend my money because I worked. That's the attitude that I had. No, seriously. I'm like, I get up and go to work just like you go to work. Why are you trying to tell me how to spend my money? I want to buy these boots. I'm a cowboy boots person. So that's like $300. I can see those, and I don't even think twice. I'm like, oh, yes, let me get this money out so I can pay for my cowboy boots. Where he's like, are you kidding me? $300 on some cowboy boots?
In Ephesians, it talks. In the book of Ephesians, it talks about us dwelling with our spouses in unity. Again, guys, I had to make her feel secure in her spending. And what do I mean by that? I mean I had to make some compromises myself, right? Some things that I normally would not have purchased or spent money on, I had to make some compromise. I had to build into the budget, or as Mr. Fry said earlier in the financial class, make a plan to make sure that she felt secure as well, so that we could get past our money issues.
And I also had to make sure that I looked at, when we sat down to do our budget, that it's not a prison. It's not a prison sentence, you know, because you hear budget, it's like, oh my God, I ain't going to be able to do nothing, and I like to go out to eat. Me and my daughter and my son like to go out to eat. And they want sushi. You know what I mean? They want to go to hibachi. So we
merciless.
So we had to make sure, I had to make sure that when we sat down to talk about our budget that I didn't feel like I was in a prison sentence. Also, you have to be on the same team with your spouse. So we kind of talked about that a little bit a couple of slides ago, that we had to be on the same team with our spouses, and ditching the me versus you mentality, because that's definitely what I had.
And God will help you. He has to help you. Men, he has to help you. Because you can't take care of his beautiful daughters by yourself. And that's a part of me that I had to understand and learn too. Right? Let the father take care of his children, which is her, him and her. And me.
So, the money... My husband would say when we would have our meetings, well, the money is there, babe. Just do what you need to do. Go grocery shopping. Go and do what you need to do. The money is there. But so you can't tell me that. So we operate different because I'm like, oh, okay, the money is there. So I will be out buying house stuff. Oh, we need new pillows for the couch and all of these different things. So he was operating as, well, the money is there. Just do what you need to do. And I'm like, no, because I know me. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be buying everything. So you can't just tell me that the money is there, right? So after all of that, we kind of sat down and we said, okay, we know from doing Dave Ramsey that we have to tell our money where to go. So, yeah, we even did Dave Ramsey, y'all, and I still was acting a nut. So, so we did understand that we had to tell our money where to go.
Yes.
So out of that, his way of saving was just, you know, the money is there, do what you need to do. But I kept telling my husband, I need something more structured than that. I knew that I needed something more structured than that. He didn't need that, but I needed that. So we got a Christmas fund, because we know Christmas come around every year, right? So I got a Christmas fund. I was like, we need to get a Christmas fund to have money go directly out of our checks into this account. He was like, we don't need to do that. Yes, I need for us to be able to do that. I need for that money to go directly out of our checks into this account, so every Christmas I know we have X amount of dollars. So we did that with our vacation fund as well.
So what she's saying is she needed a plan. Again, Mr. Fry, have a plan. Fellas, you gotta have a plan.
Yeah, but for him, it was just like, because he can save $5 for like 8 weeks. I mean, like,
maybe
oh my
8 years.
Yeah, he can. He had like all his money folded up in his wallet, and I'm like, hey, can I get a couple of dollars? Cause I had spent my money. Cause I'm not taking no lunch to work. I want to eat out every day. I'm not taking no lunch. So, pray for me. So, I needed that. I needed to have a plan. I needed to have that Christmas account. I needed to have that vacation account. Cause it made me feel like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I knew that we needed to do it, but we were just two different, it was just two different ways that we, you know, saw fit to do it, right? And also we have our savings, but in this savings, it's in a whole nother account with no checking, with no debit card and no checks. I needed that. He didn't need it, but I needed that because I'd be like, well, these on sale today. I'm going to go over here and get the money, and then when I get paid, I'm going to put it back. I was bad.
Don't work.
It don't work. So I needed him to agree with me to put our savings in another account. So this account is where the our savings is at, our Christmas fund, and our vacation fund is at. We don't even go to this account at all. period, until vacation comes around or Christmas comes around and the money is there. But again, he didn't need it. I needed to have a plan because we're just two different people.
Now, she kind of made me sound like a miser, so I'm going to clean that up a little bit. Now, I save money because I want to be a blessing. Most of my family, most of my family calls me when they have a financial need. And thank God I'm in a position to help. I mean, it's just a blessing to be in that kind of position to help your family members or people that you know, your community, your coworkers, sometimes coworkers and friends. And, you know, you should be, I just thank God for being in that position to help.
Even with our savings, our checking accounts where our checks go, so this is not traditional at all, and I'm not saying this is the way that you do it, but this is the way that works for us. We have different, separate checking accounts. We definitely have access to each other's, but it's definitely separate. Our bills is separate. That's just the way that worked for us. So we kind of sat down, and I'm like, look, I'll make sure that I take care of the groceries, cable, you know, we just kind of split the bills. When it comes like to my daughter for prom, all right, she want her nails done, she want her toes done, we got to rent the car. So all of this stuff, I just, okay, I'll do that. But when my son want those Jordans, I'm like, hey, you got to get them gym shoes. You got to get those gym shoes. But our checking accounts are separate. But that's just what works for us. Because I know my spending habits, right? I mean, I'm doing much better because I only have one charge card. So, yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah. I had like 10, 15 charge cards. I was at Macy's, Target, New York and Company. I mean, all of them.
Keep going.
And I was maxing those babies out. I mean, out. And he will have a charge card, and it'd be all of this money. I mean, he will have all of this money on this card. And he'll just, you know, like, oh, you know. He does very well. He's good at leveraging his charge cards. So now I paid it off. Praise God. And I have one that I'm paying down, and I'm going to get rid of it. So he can have, like, charge cards in his drawer, and he'd be like, fine. I have a charge card in my drawer. I'm like, y'all want to go out to eat? Me and my daughter, we at the mall. I know we're laughing, but, you know, that was just where I was at that time. But now when I'm out, I spend cash.
Mr. Fry again, the charge cards. I use my charge cards. This is just a little nugget. I do leverage my charge cards. I don't have any debt on my charge cards, but I use it for like emergency. So if I have a large emergency fund, that's of charge cards or the bank's money. So that's how I use it.
Thanks for clearing that up. Next slide. So write the vision and make it plain.
Habakkuk 2:2. Can we turn to the scripture? If you have a Bible. If you have a Bible. Can we please turn? I just want to hear the pages one time turn today. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. It's very important to write it down. Mr. Fry gave out a budget sheet. Matik gave out a budget sheet. We gave out a budget sheet when we talked about the finances. It's very, very important to write it down. Write the plan down so that your spouse will know what's your plan. What's your plan for the family?
So in writing the vision and making it plain, we were thinking when we were doing the research, like what is like three important things to think about together to make this work. Again, this is just what we kind of thought of. Set a date monthly for a budget meeting. Kicking and screaming, just go. Just go to the budget meeting. And we found that if we prayed together before the budget meeting, it was much better. Because we understood that God is pleased when we are faithful and trustworthy in very little things. And when we are, he will give us authority over bigger things. That's Luke 19:17. So we knew we had to get it together. We definitely knew we had to get it together, and we had to invite him in to take over.
I would even say, even singles in here, before you get married, write the plan down. Write a vision down for your how you do your money now, right? Be healthy now. You don't have to wait until, like we did, we was trying to fix a burning house or a burning car as we were driving, trying to put out the fires as we drove because we didn't understand or we didn't know this. So I would encourage you to write out a budget, married or single.
Next slide. The second one is talking honestly about how you feel about money. I would just tell them, like, dude, I want to shop and I want to go out to eat. Even now, he's like, we go out to eat too much. I'm like, but you don't cook. So we're going to have to go out to eat. Or you can cook, you know. So it's either we're going to go out to eat, you know, or you're going to cook. So he always chooses, oh, we're going to go out to eat then. So we end up going out to eat, but
it's my compromise.
So talking honestly about how you feel about money, move towards making decisions that take both of your perspectives into account. So when we talked about he can save and he won't spend anything, and he knows that I am a spender, we have to take each other's into account to say, okay, how are we going to make this work? Because he's not changing, I'm not changing. So how are we going to make this work so that God gets the glory out of this? We can't walk around saying, oh, well, I'm just going to spend all the money, and he's like, well, I'm just going to save it all and expect for God to bless that. That's not the way that works.
That's right. In Matthew 18:19-20, he talks about the power of agreement, harmony, unity, the agreement. When we come into agreement, we're stronger. We're stronger, married folks. When we come in, you come into agreement with your spouse, you're stronger.
Next slide. So remember, you're not each other's enemies. You're on the same team. We definitely had to, and even to this day, we say that to each other, just to be clear, to let each other know, okay, wait a minute. We're not each other's enemy. We love each other, and we know that we have to make this work. And we know that we have the same goals, but just different ways of getting there. So that's our experiences that we were talking about. Because he was raised totally different. I was raised totally different. I mean, I remember, side note, when we first met, again, like I said, I met my husband at 15, and we got married at 19. I would fix food and serve it in a paper plate. That's how I grew up. Paper plates, plastic forks, spoons, paper cups, and I made spaghetti and I made garlic bread. I had thought I was jamming. So I served this in this paper plate, put the utensils out in the cup, and he said, what is this? I said, it's dinner. It was spaghetti and garlic bread. He said, this is not food. Where's the meat? I said, oh, it's in there. It's the hamburger. It's in there. But we were different because when his mom would fix that, they had fried fish or chicken or something like that with the spaghetti. So we had to learn quickly on our differences, even just in that little bit. Because I thought I had did something awesome. And he was just like, no, that's not it. Oh, and then I made pepper steak. Let me tell y'all this. So I made pepper steak. So my mom used to make pepper steak with LaCroix. Does anybody know what LaCroix is? LaToya and the, oh my goodness. As a kid growing up, I was like, this is the best ever. Made that for my husband. He was like, this is disgusting. He was like, what is it? And I'm like, this is pepper steak. We don't even have to go out. We just, he was like, this is disgusting. So just in those differences of how we grew up, even in my cooking, was very different. But we think it's okay because that's our story. That's our truth, right?
You both can have your way. When you talk honestly about how you feel about money, you have to talk about those things and move forward with the decision that we are together, not as one. We are one. We are not two individuals. We are one. So we have to move together as one. And when we move together as one, we flow better. God is in it, and he blesses it. How can he bless when we are apart? How could he answer the prayers when we are apart? He answers it when we're together.
And we knew that we had to get it together because our daughter is starting college. And we just kept thinking like, okay, what are we going to do for college for our daughter? So you start to think of things like, okay, college, how are we going to live, you know, after, you know, when we retire? So all of those things, again, I knew, and I knew that we had to start to prepare. So I did make some changes. I still shop, but not as much. I still buy cowboy boots, but I buy them once a year on my birthday. So I knew that I had to make some changes in my spending habits. I have a grocery budget. I mean, I'm in the grocery store with my pen and my paper. I'm adding up my groceries to make sure that I don't go over. So in that, I know that I had to make some changes for this to work.
She has a little red book.
I do. So
tell about the little red book real quick.
Yeah, it's a little raggedy red book, but that's okay because it keeps me on track. I have all of my bills. So I get paid twice a month. My bills are in there. For the bills that I need to pay on the 15th, the bills that I need to pay on the 31st, they're in there, and I go strictly by that. And if I have extra, I'm looking to see where I can put extra at. So it's definitely a change. But he, with his bills, he don't have no little red book. Everything is just automated.
Because in my mind, it's simple. You have $1,000. Your expenses is $500. You have $500 left. You may save $200. You have $300. So that's.
We got $500 left. we going out. Because my thing is this. If we have money going into our savings directly out of our account, we have money going into Christmas, right? We got money going into vacation. Why are you still messing with me? If you want to have more savings going into savings, then do that. But don't mess with me after the money has went to those places that we specified. Give me a break, right? So if I knew that we had $500 left over, it's like, so you want to go out? The kids may need some shoes, or let's do a staycation or something, right? Where he's like, oh, we can put some money towards an extra bill. And I'm like, no. No.
Debt reduction.
So God is not a God of disorder, but a God of peace. That's right. 1 Corinthians 14:33. And we have now come to the place where we understand that we have to be together as one. We don't have to think alike, because we're not. But we do know that we have to just sink together and just know that we are different and accept that and then move forward. When Pastor Vinny and Ashley Volland told us that we were going to be doing this today, 2 months ago, I started preparing and researching. And I was like, oh, my goodness. So I started putting this PowerPoint together, doing all of my research. And so I will periodically say, hey, babe, look at this. Look at the PowerPoint. Tell me what you want to add. And he said, oh, yeah, okay. Y'all know last night at 11 p.m., he was like, hey, babe, you want to go over the PowerPoint? I'm like, dude, no, I'm going to bed. But that's just our differences. Again, it just shows up in different areas, right? I'm just not talking about finances. It shows up in different areas. So even just in preparing, I'm going to start early. I'm going to start early. I'm going to get the information. I need to look at it at a lot of times just so that I can make sure that I have it. But for him, he was like, oh, yeah, it's 11 o'clock. You want to go over there? I'm like, it's 11 p.m. No, we got to get up and go to church in the morning. But for him, that was okay. So that just shows, again, where our differences are at.
That's right. You have the same goals, but just different ways of getting there. And then you went over Ephesians 1 Corinthians 14:33, that God is not into confusion. So in closing, can you stand to your feet? I hope you all got something out of that. I just want to pray a prayer of blessing over all families here. Singles, married, men, women, I want to just pray a blessing over you. So, Father, we thank you for your wisdom and your love, your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for opening our minds and our hearts to be on one accord and to agree. You said whatever we write, when we make the vision, write the vision and make it plain, that you are there with us. You are there with us as we agree in our finances, in our marriages, in our homes, how we raise our children. We thank you and we give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen.